morning and welcome to our shareholder meeting. If I realized the reaction the stock was going to have yesterday, we do these meetings more often. We hit an intraday high, all-time high, so welcome. As you know, I'm Alan Wilson, and as chairman of the board, it's my pleasure to welcome you to our shareholder meeting. Last year, when we were in the beginning stages of our 125th anniversary, now 1 year later, we look back at an amazing year of global celebration, and most importantly, a year of solid performance in a challenging environment. This morning, we're going to look ahead to our future. It's an exciting one, driven in large part by global interest and bold flavors. As we embark on the next 125 years, some facts remain clear. We're the industry leader in great categories, and we execute well. We have a 22% share of a $10 billion global packaged spice and herb category. That's four times that of our next largest competitor. We're on trend. The demand for flavor is worldwide, and it's growing. The global spice and herb category is projected to grow at a 6% annual growth rate over the next 5 years. And although the environment is dynamic, we're making progress with our growth strategies. We've stepped up actions to lower costs, which generate more fuel for growth. With a focused leadership team and engaged employees, we're executing to capitalize on a future of great potential. Before we proceed with the business items on your meeting agenda, I'd like to ask all the retirees of McCormick who are with us today to stand so that we can recognize you. Thank you. Your dedicated service has been the foundation for who we are today. I'd like to make special note of our former chairman who helped build that legacy. Please welcome Harry Wells. And Buzz McCormick. Great examples of what eating a lot of spices and herbs will do for you. Thanks, Harry and Buzz, for your continued support and your dedication to this company. We'll now start the business portion of our meeting with some housekeeping chores. I'd first ask that you silence your cell phones. We'll also request that you not use cameras or recording devices, but they may disrupt the meeting for others. At this time, I'd like to introduce and welcome our new secretary, Jeff Schwartz, who will advise if the meeting is properly convened.
Thanks, Alan. The notice of annual meeting, the proxy statement and form of proxy, and the annual report to stockholders were sent by U.S. mail or electronically to each shareholder of record of the company between February 12 and 17, 2015. An affidavit to that effect will be filed with the records of the meeting. As of this morning, we have received proxies representing approximately 88.7% of the voting shares.
Thanks, Jeff. The meeting is duly convened and a quorum is present. The minutes of last year's meeting, which was held March 26, 2014, are available for examination by any shareholder. Please see our secretary if you'd like to see a copy. The company has appointed Mr. James Raitt, President of American Election Services, LLC, to serve as Inspector of Elections for this meeting. We'll now turn to the formal items of business. First, I would like to receive the report of the Inspector of Elections.
Mr. Chairman, we've received 88.70 of the voting stock is represented in person or by proxy at the meeting. As you indicated previously, a quorum is present.
Thank you. We now turn to the items of business on the agenda, which are described in the proxy statement furnished to stockholders. The polls are now open for voting and will remain open until all items of business have been presented and discussed. You don't have to vote at this meeting if you've already voted by proxy. The vote will be reported after the items of business have been presented and the polls have been closed. This slide shows our safe harbor statement. It states that forward-looking comments made today reflect management's current views and assumptions and points out that unforeseen events could impact results. The first item is the election of directors. I'll ask our secretary, Jeff Schwartz, to place the nominees before the meeting. As each nominee's name is called, he or she should stand and remain standing until the list of names has been completed.
The director nominees for the next year or until their successors are duly qualified and elected are John P. Bilbrey, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Hershey Company, Dr. J. Michael Fitzpatrick, who is the former Chairman and President of Citadel Plastics Holdings, Dr. Freeman A. Hrabowski III, who is President of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Patricia Little, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of the Hershey Company, Michael D. Mangan, who is the former President of Worldwide Power Tools and Accessories of the Black & Decker Corporation, Margaret M. V. Preston, who is Managing Director, TD Bank Private Wealth Management, Gordon M. Stetz, Jr., who is Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of McCormick & Company, Jacques Tapiero, who is the former Senior Vice President and President, Emerging Markets of Eli Lilly & Company, and Alan D. Wilson, who is Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of McCormick & Company. Biographical information on each nominee is included in the proxy statement. The election of these nominees is now placed before the meeting for shareholder approval.
Thank you, Jeff. The nominees may be seated, and I declare the nominations are closed. The next item of business is a ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP to serve as the company's independent registered accounting firm for fiscal 2015. Jeff, could you place this item before the meeting?
The Audit Committee of the Board of Directors has appointed Ernst & Young as the independent registered public accounting firm for the company for the current fiscal year. The ratification of this appointment is now placed before the meeting for shareholder approval.
Please note that the polls are closed and the vote tabulation has been completed. The Inspector of Election has prepared a preliminary report on the results of the voting for this meeting. A substantial majority of shares has been voted by proxy on the items of business. These results, plus any shares voted at the meeting, will be tallied, and the results will be available for shareholders to review on our Form 8K that will be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission within 4 business days of this meeting. I'll call on our secretary to announce the votes.
The preliminary voting results, based on proxies tabulated this morning, are as follows. First, as provided by the majority vote standard in our bylaws, a director nominee must receive a majority of the votes cast in order to be elected. Each of the 9 director nominees have been elected, with each director nominee having received at least 9,082,587 votes in favor, or 98.1% of the votes cast. Second, the board's request for ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as the company's independent registered public accounting firm requires the approval of a majority of the votes cast. Ernst & Young's appointment has been ratified with 10,435,416 votes cast in favor, or 98.4% of the votes cast.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, that completes the business of the stockholder meeting. Now I'll turn the podium over to our Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Gordon Stetz, to review our 2014 performance, our 2015 outlook, and first quarter 2015 results. Gordon?
Thank you, Alan, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today and have this opportunity to discuss our solid financial results. Before I review McCormick's results, I want to introduce our outside auditors. I would ask them to stand at this time. We are pleased to have with us representatives from Ernst & Young, Jay Ritter, Jerry Lindner, Denise Dodson, and Steve Canaris. Thank you for joining us today. In 2014, we delivered a solid increase in sales, profit, and cash flow. Our financial results demonstrated the great progress we are making with our growth initiatives and to improve productivity. We accomplished this while operating in a challenging environment, thanks to the engagement and talent of McCormick employees around the world. Let's take a closer look at these results. We grew sales 3% in 2014, with increases in each of our 2 business segments. Driving this increase were our mid-2013 acquisition of Wuhan Asia Pacific Condiments in China, WAPC, innovation with new products launched in the past 3 years accounting for 8% of 2014 sales, and brand marketing where we continued to see a positive return. In 2014, we increased our spending nearly $20 million. Adjusted operating income, excluding the impact of special charges and the 2013 loss on a voluntary pension settlement, rose 3%. Higher sales and $69 million of cost savings, led by our Comprehensive Continuous Improvement Program, CCI, helped fund our increase in brand marketing and offset material cost inflation. Turning to our consumer segment, we grew sales 3%. This included the benefit of WAPC. In our base business, we had strong growth in China and several markets in Europe, while our business in the U.S. was impacted by competitive activity this period. Higher sales and cost savings were offset in part by increased material costs and brand marketing, leading to adjusted operating income of $474 million. Our industrial business performance also varied by region. Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EMEA, led this growth with a robust 9% increase, while 2014 sales in the Americas and Asia-Pacific regions were comparable to 2013. These businesses were impacted by weak demand from quick-service restaurants. Along with higher sales, we made excellent progress with actions to improve our industrial business margin and achieve a record adjusted operating income of $134 million. Adjusted earnings per share rose 8% to $3.37 from $3.13. As with adjusted operating income, this excludes items affecting comparability. This increase was driven by higher adjusted operating income, a strong performance by our joint venture in Mexico, and our share repurchase activity, which brings us to cash flow. Our business generates strong cash flow, and in 2014, we exceeded $500 million in cash flow from operations for the first time. In 2014, we returned a record $437 million of cash to McCormick shareholders through dividends and share repurchase, up 22% from 2013. Toward the end of the year, our board announced an 8% dividend increase. This was McCormick's 29th consecutive annual dividend increase. In the past decade, we more than doubled our quarterly dividend, and 2015 marks our 90th year of dividend payments. Our long-term success as a leader in flavor is evident in our total annual shareholder return, which has been 10% or more for the past 1, 5, 10, and 20-year periods. For the 1, 5, and 20-year periods, our return has exceeded both the broader market and the food group. Next, let's turn to our 2015 outlook. We expect to grow sales 4 to 6% in constant currency, driven by a great lineup of new products, strong brand marketing plans, and building our customer intimacy. In addition, we have pricing actions underway to offset higher material costs and recently announced two acquisitions that Alan will discuss. As the dollar has strengthened significantly this year, we expect currency rates to have an unfavorable impact on our sales growth. Employees throughout McCormick are engaged in our CCI program. Together, they are improving productivity and lowering our costs. We anticipate cost savings of at least $65 million in 2015 from this program and an additional $20 million from streamlining and reorganization actions in North America and EMEA. In constant currency, we expect to grow adjusted operating income 6 to 7% with higher sales and the benefit of cost savings, more than offsetting increases in material costs, retirement benefit expense, and brand marketing support. At the bottom line, we expect adjusted earnings per share in a $3.44 to $3.51 range. In constant currency, this range is a 6 to 8% increase from adjusted earnings per share of $3.37 in 2014. Along with higher profit, we expect 2015 to be another year of strong cash flow for the company. Our first quarter results were a strong start to achieving our full year outlook. We grew first quarter sales 2%. In constant currency, the increase was 6%, with growth in both the consumer and industrial businesses. Adjusted operating income of $122 million was down slightly from the year-ago period, but in constant currency rose 1%. Adjusted earnings per share for the first quarter was 70 cents. This result was ahead of our expectations and is a 13% increase from the year-ago period due to a more favorable tax rate and great results from our joint venture in Mexico. We are well positioned for growth this year and confident that 2015 will be another year of solid financial performance for McCormick. Let me summarize with some final points. At McCormick, we are operating effectively in a challenging environment. We are financially disciplined and carefully managing our costs. These cost savings are our fuel for growth, and we are making prudent investments to drive sales, profit, and cash for the benefit of you, our shareholders. Thank you for your attention. It's now my pleasure to turn the podium back over to Alan.
Thank you, Gordon. In 2014, we recognized our 125th anniversary by reflecting on our history and heritage, connecting closely with consumers, and setting direction for the next 125 years. We asked consumers and employees to share their flavor stories, and we collected 1.25 million insights, family recipes, and memories, which highlighted that the world, like McCormick, has a passion for flavor. Even though flavor is still the driver in purchasing decisions, the current food industry environment is both dynamic and challenging. More and more, consumers are looking for variety, are filling special needs, shopping in multiple channels, and driving fragmentation in almost every consumer category. In today's developed markets, some consumers are seeking premium specialty products, while others are under financial pressure and are value-minded shoppers looking for convenient, low-cost meals. As a market leader, we serve each channel and consumer segment. There's also an increasing interest in wellness, which translates to greater demand for fresh, natural, organic, non-GMO, high protein, low sodium, and gluten-free. They want products that are authentically ethnic or perhaps regional favorites. They want to know the story behind brands and that the company has a commitment to citizenship, diversity, and sustainability. Another positive dynamic is the growing middle class in emerging markets. This expanding demographic has more purchasing power than ever before, and I'll elaborate on that shortly. In the food retail industry, we're also seeing highly competitive conditions across various sales channels. Traditional grocers, discount merchants, deep discounters like dollar stores and warehouse clubs, as well as natural food stores and e-commerce. And there's a fierce battle for consumers within each of these channels. The pressure is on retailers, and that flows to us, the manufacturers, with regards to pricing and promotions and product differentiation. One final industry dynamic is the surging popularity of premium fast casual restaurants. Consumers dining away from home have choices like never before, and there's no end in sight. All of these provide both challenges and opportunities for McCormick. So let's take a look at some factors which are driving the global demand for flavor. There are millennials, ethnic demographics, social media, healthier eating, and a rising middle-class consumer in emerging markets. For each of these trends, McCormick is well positioned. In the U.S., as millennials move through their 20s and 30s, we're seeing a strong interest in cooking, far more than the baby boomer generation. And that's great news for us. And millennials are fast becoming the largest user of spices. We'll get them now as loyal users, and we'll keep them forever. Research showed that a third of U.S. millennials said they're also more health conscious regarding what they eat. They define value as real food, quality food, and unique food. And in Europe, the numbers for millennials are even more impressive. With our foundation in spices and herbs, we have products and solutions to satisfy the discerning demand for both value and healthy foods. We're well represented in millennial households with both gourmet and everyday products. It's clear that consumers are also fascinated by other cultures and their food. Ethnic fare, such as Vietnamese or Brazilian, now accounts for 44% of all U.S. flavoring occasions. The trends in the U.S. are similar to our other developed markets. Latino, Middle Eastern, Asian, and African cuisine each feature dishes that make great use of spices and herbs. Because of this, we have great opportunities in seasoning blends and recipe mixes, as well as our brands like Thai Kitchen to help consumers easily prepare an authentic ethnic meal. Another driver of flavor is social media. Consumers are sharing recipes, meal ideas, and food photographs, whether they're prepared at home or ordered from a menu. And McCormick has industry-leading digital programs and is engaging consumers at multiple points of contact. You can check out our Facebook grilling community, our online cooking videos, Pinterest brunch menus, and our innovative Flavor Print, which is a personalized recipe engine. Flavor is also being driven by the major shift to healthy eating in many markets around the world. As an example, we see an increase in the sales of fresh produce and a decrease in the demand for certain processed foods. A recent report on food and beverage purchases in the U.S. showed that after taste and price, wellness ranked third in drivers of purchasing decisions. The response rate was 71%, which was up 10 percentage points in just 2 years. No matter what the age group, whether it's millennials or boomers, more and more consumers are reading labels for simple ingredients, conscious of nutrition and calories, and looking for less processed, more fresh, and working to cut sodium, sugar, and fat. And we continue to show that spices and herbs can make food healthier and taste better. This message is resonating with consumers, and the entire spice and herb category is benefiting. The message also resonates in our industrial business, where in the past 3 years, one-third of our new product development with customers had a health or wellness benefit. Of interest is the fact that increased use of health and spices and herbs is recommended in the draft dietary guidelines, which were just issued for Americans. As you know, our support of the McCormick Science Institute has advanced the knowledge and discussion on the health attributes of spices. 2014 saw a milestone event when MSI hosted the MSI Science Summit with leaders from government agencies, the food industry, academic researchers to raise awareness of the role of our products in a healthy diet. And one final driver of flavor globally is the rising middle class in emerging markets. It's a demographic change that offers compelling growth for us. India and Turkey have some of the highest per capita usages of spices in the world. Incomes are rising, and families want convenience, quality, and the safety of branded seasonings and recipe mixes. In 2014, 17% of our sales came from emerging markets, and that's up from 10% just 3 years ago. Euromonitor measures herbs and spices globally as a $10 billion category. We estimate another $10 billion are still purchased by consumers in bulk and street markets, primarily in emerging markets. That's a fantastic opportunity for us in markets like India, Turkey, Africa, and the Middle East. So while we have a challenging environment, we have one that also offers great opportunities for growth. In our consumer segment, 60% of sales come from brands that are number one in their category. For spices and seasonings, our global retail category share is more than four times that of our next largest competitor. We anticipate mid-single-digit growth rates in the global category in 2015, and about a 4% growth rate in developed markets and 10% growth in emerging markets. For recipe mixes, the projected global growth rate is also mid-single digits. In the U.S., recipe mixes represent our second largest category, and in 2014, we grew the category and we grew share. We'll grow our business by continuing to build our brands. Last year, we increased our investment in brand marketing to $227 million. That's up more than 50% in the last 5 years. We plan for more increases to keep our momentum for future growth. The majority of that investment is to build our brand equity in markets around the world. The messages that we share with consumers are the freshness, superiority, and purity of our products. Our products make it easy to prepare healthy and delicious meals. And a homemade meal is a powerful way to bring people together. Digital marketing has shown a high return on investment, and it continues to be a larger part of our marketing mix. In 2015, we see digital marketing reflecting 1/3 of our entire advertising spend. Last year, we spent twice as much on digital marketing as in 2011. Digital marketing lets us connect directly with consumers and offers personalized recipes, build communities for grillmates in Old Bay, and it fosters story sharing as with our Flavor of Together campaign and American Homemade. These efforts connect particularly well across all age groups. 83% of millennials say we are the best or one of the best spice brands on the market. So we've got 17 that we need to work on. Before we finish with brand building, let's take some time to watch a few global TV commercials that help drive our brands.
Aquí estaba el terreno donde jugaba con mis primos. Y aquí el mercadito del pueblo. Y aquí estaba la alberca donde nos traía la tía.
¿Y cómo encontraste todo después de tanto tiempo?
Como siempre, tía. No ha cambiado nada.
Aunque todo cambie, la esencia permanece. Saborea estas fiestas con McCormick.
Introducing new McCormick skillet sauces. They make it easy to add a flavorful twist to your family's favorites. Because McCormick skillet sauces are the only skillet sauces made with unique combinations of natural McCormick herbs and spices. Just tear and pour your way into meals that'll wow your family. With new McCormick skillet sauces, live deliciously.
They've waited to share the turkey, the potatoes, and the stories. A whole year for the stuffing, the gravy, and the compliments. That's a lot of waiting, so make sure the waiting is worth it. Only McCormick has all the flavors you trust to bring your family together for the pumpkin pie, the whipped cream, and the memories. McCormick, live deliciously. And now your favorite gravy flavors are available and gluten-free.
Why not jazz up dinner tonight? Zatarain's tastes so right. Everybody loves a bite. In New Orleans, we jazz it up with Zatarain's. Where beans and rice, jambalaya too. Yellow rice, any night will do. So much flavor, they'll be thanking you for Zatarain's. Speed it up, heat it up. Sausage, chicken, shrimp it up.
Try the delicious new flavors from
Zatarain's.
Ready, set, go time as Bertie launches the newest product to the wonderful world of aeroplane jelly. It's Jellylicious, ready to eat. Watch as he soars over delicious towers of gooey, delightful toppings, dips into easy-to-make sweet treats, and circles around his favorite jelly flavors. Yes, a whole world of aeroplane jelly flavors has now landed at your supermarket.
Avec le meilleur des herbes et épices de Ducros, colorez vos plats de la plus belle des façons. La vôtre, Ducros, il se décarcasse et ça change tout. Ducros, colorez vos plats à votre façon.
有什么让菜肴更香的小窍门？胡椒粉。对，淡普通的胡椒粉因光照和接触空气，香气容易变淡。现磨的胡椒才是我的推荐。味好美研磨瓶特选整粒黑胡椒，通过内置研磨头，瞬间破碎胡椒，释放第一手的馨香，随手一磨，让菜肴更完美。味好美研磨瓶。 basmati. Chun 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 ki. Chun 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 ki. Chun 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 ki. Chun 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 ki. Chun 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 ki. Chun 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 ki.
क्या कर रही है मैडम?
बढ़िया बासमती चुन रही हूँ।
अब यू बासमती चुनना छोड़िए, आ गया है कोहिनूर एवरीडे बासमती मनपसंद दाम में।
एवरीडे खाइए बढ़िया बासमती, अब लूज बासमती क्यों? कोहिनूर एवरीडे बासमती, भरोसे का सौदा।
We gather for blazing treetops on pumpkin guarded porches. We celebrate the harvest and harvest a celebration. We pass turkey to friends, scoop potatoes with family, and pour gravy with them all. And we do it knowing Clubhouse herbs and spices are at the heart of the flavor that brings your family together. Clubhouse, bring flavor home.
Nuevo caldo de pollo McCormick. Lo único que le faltaba a tu caldo era ponerle lo sabroso.
I'm really glad to see the bold back in grilling. Innovation remains a key element of our growth strategy. We have 16 innovation centers in 12 countries around the world. And we recently opened a new product development facility for our U.S. consumer business just up the road in Hunt Valley at our Technical Innovation Center. We expect about one-third of our sales growth to come from innovation. Innovation that's based on strong consumer insights for consumers at every price point. In recent years, our focus on innovation has resulted in 8 to 10% of our sales coming from new products launched in the last 3 years. We've gotten a great response from our new line of gluten-free recipe mixes, first introduced in Canada and then in the States, as well as the expansion of our gluten-free seasoning blends in North America. For price-conscious consumers, we have new Grillmates burger seasonings and value price grinders. With an eye on convenience and great taste, consumers are responding positively to our new line of skillet sauces. In 2015, we've relaunched the entire U.S. gourmet line with improved flavor seal technology that locks in flavor, color, and aroma. The packaging has a very contemporary and a premium fresh appearance. Internationally, in China, we added a squeeze pouch ketchup. In the U.K., we introduced an Indian range of seasoning blends. And in France, we've had further extension of our Vahiné dessert items, and Vahiné premium vanilla has helped drive growth. Our growth will also be driven by our continued steps to expand our global footprint. In recent years, we've made positive moves into new regions or expanded in existing regions with great growth potential: Turkey, Poland, China, and India. These moves have perfectly fit our criteria for global expansion with a focus on flavor. Of note, our WAPC acquisition of 2013 has exceeded our expectations, and our consumer business in China had a great year. Thanks, Ben Lee, our managing director is here. So, Ben, thank you. In our most recent 12-month period, China is now our second largest country in sales. And in February, we announced an agreement to purchase the largest spice and herb business in Italy. Drogheria and Alimentari has annual sales of about $57 million and has about a third of the spice and seasoning category in Italy and exports to about 60 other countries. This maker of high-end products, both branded and private label, extends our presence in Europe and creates a leadership position for us in Italy. We're very proud of our success with acquisitions. Ducros, Zatarain's, Lowry's, Camus, Simply Asia, and Kuhinoor, the list goes on. This month, we acquired Brand Aromatics, which provides flavors, marinades, and stocks to the food industry. One of our strengths is customer intimacy, both in our industrial and consumer segments. Our industrial business supplies 9 of the top 10 food manufacturers and 9 of the top 10 global restaurant leaders in the industry, with substantial business with the fastest growing casual restaurants. Our geographic presence promotes customer intimacy and keeps us at the forefront of local trends as well. Of note, we opened an R&D center in Brazil. Much of the growth in industrial in 2014 came from increased demand and innovative seasonings for snacks, chips, crackers, and snack bars, as well as beverage flavors. Our team in EMEA also had impressive growth with sales to quick service restaurants. We fuel growth opportunities with comprehensive continuous improvement, CCI. Since the launch of CCI in 2009, we've exceeded our cost savings goals and averaged about $56 million in savings annually. This program spans a range of projects from global procurement efforts to manufacturing, where teams are reducing losses, improving production efficiencies, and improving quality. Total savings since 2009 through CCI surpasses $300 million. In 2013, we stepped up our cost reduction efforts with reorganization activities in EMEA, and in early 2015, announced a North American effectiveness initiative that we expect not only to lower costs, but to improve our agility and speed. I believe there are three elements to our success: performance, growth, and people. As they have been for the past 125 years, our employees are the difference makers. Around the world, they work each day to save your world from boring food. We continue to invest in our employees through our multiple management board system, which is flourishing in its 82nd year with 17 boards around the world. We have very high employee engagement and people who care about growing our business. This past year, we saw continued progress of our diversity and inclusion efforts. We've also expanded participation in our employee ambassador groups. I'd like to thank our employees for the commitment that they show in our efforts in corporate social responsibility. We released our CSR review in 2013, sharing progress and setting stretch goals for several areas of focus, including community support, sourcing, health and wellness, and energy efficiency. Newsweek recognized McCormick as a top 10 green company last year. We're very proud of that recognition, and we know that we have a lot of work ahead of us. Last year, Charity Day, our iconic program that reflects our support of communities, was tied to our Flavor of Together program, and donations were made to organizations that feed those in need globally. It was a milestone for our 125th year, and I want to thank all of our employees for their part in this project. In a moment, we'll shine the light on a few selected employees who will be recognized for their commitment to communities as we present our annual McCormick Community Service Awards. In talking about the power of people, I'd like to mention three retirements and two new assignments. In 2014, Chuck Lanemead, most recently our president of Global Industrial, retired after a 38-year career with McCormick. Chuck, thank you for your so much for all you've meant to this great company. Jeff Carpenter, our secretary and general counsel, retired after 30 years with the company, and I want to congratulate and thank Jeff. And our longtime board member, Bill Stevens, retired from the board after 26 years. Bill's contributions to McCormick had an enormous impact, and we really appreciate his years of service. I'd also like to recognize Lawrence Curzius, who was appointed president and chief operating officer earlier this year. Congratulations, Lawrence. And Malcolm Swift, who was appointed president of EMEA and Asia Pacific, as well as president of Global Industrial. Congratulations to everyone. In conclusion, we're proud of our storied history, and we're energized by our present and our future. Through performance, growth, and people, we'll make the next 125 years as successful and flavorful as the past 125 years. You have my vow that every day you have more than 10,000 employees working hard on your behalf to make McCormick the absolute best it can be. I want to thank you, our shareholders, for your continued support. At this time, I'd like to recognize some special employees, the winners of the 2015 McCormick Community Service Award. This is the 12th year that we've presented this award, and by it, we honor employees who are stellar examples of volunteerism. Employees from around the world are nominated, and an independent panel selects the most deserving. The top winner is presented with a check for $25,000 that he or she presents to his charity of choice. Runners-up each receive a check for $5,000 for their charity. This program has now provided over $500,000 to local and global community organizations since its inception. When I call your name, please stand and face the audience until our names are called. And our finalists are Ana Lucia Giamate, a brand manager assistant, McCormick de Casa, El Salvador. Lucia works with TECO El Salvador, an organization helping to combat poverty, which impacts 45% of the Salvadoran population. Lucia has helped build housing, tutor children, and run events to raise money. Lynn King, a senior research chef at the Technical Innovation Center here in Maryland. Lynn works with the Samaritan Woman. This organization attempts to end modern-day slavery by providing comprehensive shelter programs. Lynn helped design and build the organization's kitchen and supports their curriculum design and job training. The volunteer group from McCormick, Poland. This group is comprised of office and production employees, with a group numbering about 100 people, which fights food waste and malnutrition in Poland. Their effort to sort and pack 40 tons of food during the holidays supported 26,000 people in need. Christine Waltz. Christine is a purchasing coordinator at corporate headquarters. Christine works with Love a Veteran to raise awareness and help in the fight against post-traumatic stress. Christine established the organization to raise funds and assist homeless veterans and military families. She devotes 40 to 50 hours a week to Love a Veteran. And Steve Warrington. Steve is a sales and marketing business systems manager at our consumer headquarters in Hunt Valley. Steve works with the Bridge of Hope in York County to prevent homelessness for women and children of York County. He volunteers 8 to 10 hours a week since 2010 and has been chairman of the board for the organization for the past 2 years. And he was given at the 2014 Bridge of Hope National Conference the Leaders Make a Difference Award. These women and men represent the core values of your company and are role models for us all. The winner of the 2015 McCormick Community Service Award for $25,000 is Steve Warrington for Bridge of Hope, York County.